Madagai Gimbai, Biriti Barai. That means welcome friends to Biripi country. And it is on behalf of the Biripi people, the custodians of this land, I would like to pay respect to the elders, both past and present, and extend that respect to each and every one listening to King's Kids.
Hello, I'm Heidi. Today, Aboriginal evangelist Tony Dennison is talking about healing. Tony has experienced healing in his own life and has also been used by God to heal other people. But Tony wasn't always a believer in God's healing power. Here he is to tell us his story.
Today I want to talk about healings. I was a skeptic for a long time as a Christian. Because I first got saved, then I went into prison. And I know that I prayed at different times in prison for the odd bloke here and there and that, and I know God healed them, but I was always still in having doubt in my mind whether God actually heals today. As I got closer to God and got to a point in my life and my walk with God, that I know God put a calling on my life to heal the sick and to lay hands on them, and God would heal them. And I remember I just got out of prison, and I had only been out maybe 1 or 2 weeks, and I remember preaching at Glen Innes once on a day leave, and the church got to know me. I came out of prison, and I was heading to church this Sunday morning. I'm standing outside of this church, and this woman came up to me, and she said, "You don't know me, sir," but she said, "I've heard all about you." And she said, "I come to you today because I believe when I was praying yesterday that God said to me, if I come and see you, you will pray for me and God will heal me." And I looked at this woman and I said, "Okay, what do you want me to pray for?" And she said, "First of all, I want you to promise me, if I die tomorrow on the operating table," she said, "I've not told my family, I've not told my husband, my children." She said, "I want you to give them this letter. I want you to promise me tomorrow, at the end of surgery, if I don't live, I want you to take this letter to my family. I want you to speak to them and just tell them what I'm sharing with you now." And she had a cancerous lump on her carotid artery on her neck, which she said, at the very most, even if they're successful in the operation, there's every chance that I could die because they might be able to stop the bleeding once they remove the lump off the arteries. But if they don't take it off, it's going to close up on the arteries anyway and cause me to have a blood flow to stop going to the brain, and I will die anyway. So I've got no choice but to go into hospital and to give it my best shot and see what happens. But she said, "When I was praying yesterday, God showed me you, and he said, you'll be at the church in the morning. And when I saw you, I knew that you was the person I had to speak to." So she said, "I'm putting all my faith in God, and I'm believing that you're the right person that God showed me to come and pray for me." Being new out of prison and having praying for blokes in prison, that's different. But to pray for somebody, like if God gave me something simple for the first time out of prison, like somebody with a cold or you know, something, there's a high percentage chance they're going to get better from it anyway. But you see, God was testing my faithfulness. God was testing me to see if I'd be obedient to him. Because I know the calling that God put on my life. And so he gave me a biggie first up. I always said that if God asked me to do something, I would always do it. If God told me to run and jump over this building, I would run and start, get a run and start to jump over it. Because that's how much I love and trust God. So here I am, you know, just out of jail. And God asked me to pray for this woman, and she had this serious condition. And I had this yellow T-shirt, and I looked like a canary. And it had on the back of it, it said, "Jesus loves ya." And I said, "You know, Lord, if I don't go and pray for this woman and believe that you're going to do something, then I might as well take that shirt off and throw it in the bin." Because so many times people have the bumper stickers on their car. So many times they say all the right things at church, but they wouldn't know God if he bit them on the leg. And that's just a simple fact. And I'm not putting people down in churches, but I am, you know, telling you that a lot of people just don't believe God heals today. They don't believe God does miracles today, but I'm telling you, he does. You know why I know he does? Because it says in his word, you know what it says in Isaiah? "By his stripes we are healed." And you know what? And I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to stand on your promises. See, when I pray and I say to God, I'm going to pray for healing, I remind God of what he says in his word. See, I'm not asking God to do something that's not in his word. And if he says he heals today, and if he says lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Lay hands on the sick, they will be healed. We're not doing nothing that God hasn't said he's going to do. You know, God has promised us that he'd never leave us, forsake us, and he'd always be there for us. Even in the dry times when we feel God has abandoned us, God is always there. So coming back to this woman, I stood outside the church. We weren't even in the church. We was outside on the street. And we didn't even have to go in church for God to turn up and do something. I'm standing on the footpath, and I just take this woman by the hand, and I hold onto her hand. And I said to her, Lord Jesus, I just want you to do what you promised in your word. I want you to heal this woman. And Father God, when she goes under the knife tomorrow, Father God, that you're going to guide the surgeon and you're going to make sure that when they remove this thing, Father God, that they will be able to stop the bleeding and she will be okay. But Lord, just go one better than that. Just heal it. Heal her completely. And when they open her up, Father God, that they won't even find anything, Father God, and they'll know that you are God. And I said, okay, Lord, thank you for that. And then I prayed for her, and she handed me the envelope with her address and the letter. And she said, but if I come through this, you keep the letter and you give it to me next week, and then I will talk to my family and explain to them what happened. And you know what? She went under the knife, but when they opened her up, there was nothing there on her arteries, and God had completely healed her. You know, but that was it was great for her to be healed, but it was also great for me, in the sense that I know when God asked me to do something, God's going to deliver. I knew it was a biggie first up. It wasn't something minor, but it was a biggie, and you know what? God came through. Many times over the years, God has asked me to lay hands on the sick. God has come through. And sometimes I hear God speak to me in my heart and he says to me, Tony, I want you to pray for that person. And sometimes I've got to say to God, do you really want me to pray for that person? Then can you give me a sign? Is it okay to ask God for a sign? Of course it is. The Bible tells us that, I think it might have been Gideon that actually said, you want me to do this? I'm going to put out a fleece. You know, he said, I'm going to put this fleece out on the ground tonight. He said, and I want it to be completely wet when I get up in the morning. And it was. And when the next day he said, I want to put it out and I want it to be dry. And God answered him. And God, you know, when he asked for it to be wet, it was wet. When he asked for it to be dry, it was dry. And you see, it's not unusual to ask God to clarify himself in what he wants you to do. And so sometimes God can get you to pray for somebody, but you don't always like the outcome. I remember recently in Port Macquarie, I was in a chemist, and this woman came up to me, and I knew she was dying of cancer. A beautiful lady from my church. She was God's gift to people. She was a beautiful, warm-hearted, loving person. And she said to me, she said, Tony, she said, when you go home, she said, will you pray for me? She said, I'm having a bad day, and I really need you to pray for me. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, no, I won't pray for you when I go home. And she said, why not? I said, because I'm going to pray for you right now, right here in the chemist. And, you know, I'm just going to put my arm around you and I'm going to get up close to your ear and I'm just going to pray softly and gently and ask God for his will to be done in your life. I don't know what God did that day, but I know only a couple of weeks later she went home to be with God. That was her time. I prayed for her, and I knew God was doing something, but maybe God was preparing her for the coming home, to coming home to glory. And, you know, he might have gave her a peace in her heart, but she was born again, she was saved, and I knew where she was going. But you see, I wasn't disappointed with God when he took her home, because she was better off being home with God. We don't always understand why God does things. But it doesn't matter because we have to operate in love, trust and faith. We just got to believe God for who he is. It's something we got to really get a hold of. And, you know, a lot of Christians don't get it. You know, a lot of people have been in churches all their lives and they don't get it. It's not about the miracles, the signs and wonders. It's about knowing God's heart. I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed to call myself a Christian. I'm not ashamed to call myself a son of the Most High God. And I'm really proud to be a King's Kid, because all of those who love God, we're King's Kids. And that's what King's Kid is all about. Loving people unconditionally, without judgment, unreservedly loving them like God does. And it's taken me a long time to get to that position in Christ. You know, we can't get to begin to understand how wonderful our God is. We can't even grasp it, just how perfect and how wonderful our God is. And we need to get a hold of that. We need to really understand that God is God. We need to say to God every day, God, let me get to know your heart. Let me get to be like you. You know, the Bible says that King David had a heart after God. He had a heart after God, and yet he was a murderer. He was an adulterer, right? He did all these things. But you see, it's your heart. It's the heart of the person that matters to God. And we need to get to the heart of the matter. We need to have a relationship with God. We're still talking about healings today. And I'm going to tell you that recently, a friend of mine, I prayed for her. And you know what was so special about it? Because she's got a heart after God. She knows who she is in Christ. And, you know, when I called in to visit her, she said to me, she said, I didn't hear you knocking because I was in bed. And she said, I've been to the doctors and I'm in so much pain and I can't do anything for me. And, you know, I love it when people tell me that the doctors can't do anything else, because I know God can. I know God can do something. She said, you know, if you pray for me, I know that God's going to heal me. I know if you lay hands on me and you ask God, he's going to honor that and he's going to heal me. And I said, well, I intended to pray for you. I sent for the best cook and all she had. And the way she didn't have it, the bloke that stays at her place had the best cooking oil. And I said, I'm going to use the best cooking oil. I'm going to anoint you with oil. I'm going to pray and ask God. And there's nothing fancy about it. You don't need a King James prayer with a mouthful of marbles talking upside down underwater. See, when we ask God for something, it's our heart. God sees our heart. And I said to this woman, I said, okay, I'm going to anoint you with oil. And I said, can you put your leg up here in the chair? And I just touched the leg and I prayed a simple prayer. And I said, God, I'm reminding you what you said in your word, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And I said, Lord, in your word, it says, by your stripes, we are healed. And, you know, I'm standing on your promises, Father God. So therefore, I expect you to do something. Took 60 seconds, 60 seconds. She was healed. In fact, she was so pain-free, she got up and made me some dinner. Isn't that great? You know, if you go to someone's place and you pray for them and God does something, you get a feed out of it, that's a bonus. Take a black fella anywhere, give him a feed and a good gum tree, you lay down after a feed and have a nap. But you see, God is so good. When we do things with the right heart and the right motive, you know, God will honour it every time. But sometimes people just pray because they think it's the right thing to do. And some people are uncomfortable to praying and asking God for something because they think that God doesn't care about the little things. God doesn't care about them. You know, God's running the universe. You know, God's got everything in place. And they think, well, if you come to God with this attitude, well, God, you know, I've got this pain in my chest and, you know, and I don't know what it is. And I know you're too busy to deal with that. If you come with an attitude like that, then you can kiss your healing goodbye. A lot of the times people miss their healing because they don't believe, they don't trust God to do what he says he's going to do. In fact, I'm going to tell you a story about this. I met this lady once and her sister brought it to me. Her sister was a Christian. And this lady had laser surgery on her eyes. Anyway, it went wrong, horribly wrong. And this lady had some permanent damage. And she was going to die if God didn't heal her. There was nothing they could do for her. Anyway, I was there and I said to her, can I pray for you? And then I said to her, when I pray for you, I want you to believe without doubt that God is doing something and God has got your best interest at heart. But I said, if God heals you and you doubt, then you've lost your healing because there's no faith in that. There's no trust in God in that. So if you really want me to pray for you, you need to understand that even if you're healed, you know, sometimes the devil will come and give you symptoms and he'll try and tell you and convince you that you're not healed. But you have to ignore that and say, yes, God, I am healed. I trust you, God, I am healed. And don't doubt that when God says you're healed or you're healing you, then you accept it, just unconditionally accept it. But the moment you doubt is the moment that you lose it. And I prayed for this woman, and I finished praying for her, and God showed me that she was healed. And when I told her that, she said to me, well, why would God heal me? Why would God care about me? And then I said, well, God has healed you. And then she just threw it back in my face, and she said, no. She said, I don't think God could heal me anyway. I pulled out my wallet, and I pulled out a $50 note. And I held the $50 note out in my hand, and I said, see this $50 note here? I said, it's mine. But I said, the moment you take it out of my hand, the $50 belongs to you. You can do whatever you want with it. You can spend it, keep it, bank it, flush it down the toilet if you want. But the $50 is yours. And when it leaves my hand, it's no longer my concern. So when I held the $50 out to her, she said, I'm not taking that money. I'm not a charity case. And you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Because of your unbelief, as you rejected the $50, you rejected my healing. And God says, I've healed you, but you've just lost it. You see, if you're so full of pride that you wouldn't take $50 from a stranger when he's offered it to you with no strings attached, then you're full of pride. And God can't work with you while you're full of pride. You know, God was willing to heal her, even though she had pride in her heart. But you see, we can think things, and it's not a sin while it's there in our head. But once we speak it out of our mouths, That's when we give it power to do what, as I said before, every word that comes out of our mouth has spiritual backing. And the moment she said, well, God, why would God heal me? Why would God heal me? Then why would God bother? Because he's wanting to do something for you, and you just don't even appreciate it. How often when I sit with my granddaughter, and she wants to give me a kiss, or I asked her for a kiss, and she says no, and then I just say, okay, you don't want to kiss Poppy, I'm going to leave. And then when I walk out the door and halfway down the stairs, she's singing out, Poppy, Poppy, you want to cuddle? Sometimes, you know, I'll go back, but other times I say, well, I can't be bothered. You know, I can't be bothered to walk back up the steps. When we have that attitude with God, then why should God be bothered to do something for us when we have that attitude of heart? It's all about the heart. You have to have a right condition in the heart with God. You know, I prayed for a friend of mine recently, and I know God healed him. He knows God healed him. But you see, soon as something went wrong, and this guy's not even a Christian, so that's a miracle in itself that God healed somebody that wasn't even a Christian. He then threw it back in God's face later on when something else went wrong, and he lost his healing. It took him 12 months to recover after he lost his healing. But you know, when God healed him, he was healed instantly, and yet he lost it. He blew it. He cursed God. To be honest with you, he cursed God over something else. And you don't curse God. You should be grateful that God even took the time to heal him in the first place. But no, he cursed God. And there's a warning for you people out there. You know, no matter how tough things are or how bad they may look, you don't curse God. You know, look at Job. Job had every reason in the world to curse God, but he didn't. He didn't curse God, and God restored and replaced everything that he lost. Read the book of Job and see how much faith he had in God, how much belief he had in God. And you need to get right with God. You need to get your heart right. But God does heal even the unsaved, and I know he does, because God doesn't tell porcupines. God's as good as his word. You know, he doesn't say, well, the devil did this. If he didn't do that, you know, everything would be perfect. But you see, even when the devil came and deceived Adam, and Adam fell, you know, he deceived Eve at first, but what Eve did didn't change anything. It was only when Adam ate the apple that changed things, because God put him in charge and gave him all authority on the earth. And you know what? When he ate the apple, that's when the sin was committed. That's when man fell from grace from God. But you see, God is not such an horrible God, because he had a plan in place right from the beginning. You know, do you think God found out about Adam, what he was going to do after he did it? God knew before he even made him. He created him. But God always had a plan in place for you and me. And if you've got a sickness out there today and you're thinking, well, this old black fellow's full of it, you know, God don't really heal today. Well, then next time you get sick, put him to the test. Next time you get sick, get fair dinkum with yourself. Have a go. All us Aussies, we like this thing, you know, have a go, mate. Put another shrimp on the barbie. Well, forget the shrimp. Just say, God, okay, I want you to show me that you are God. I'm going to believe the best I can, the best of my ability, that you're going to heal me. Or if I'm going to pray for this person, that you're going to do something. You know, put God to the test. And you know, if you're unsaved out there and you need someone to pray for you, ring me. Ring me, or go to a pastor. Go to some church where they believe in healings. Go to someone that believes that God is God. And if you believe God is God, God will always show up. And God will always do the healing.
How can I resist such tender love? Whispered on the evening breeze, love has
That was Michelle Toombs with Heaven's Heart. Also in today's program, we heard He Knows My Name from the Tommy Coombs Band. This has been King's Kids, and next week Tony is continuing with the subject of healing. He will tell us the story of a little boy who almost lost his finger in an accident after church one day, and also the destructive nature of some of the leaders of that church where Tony had preached that morning. I'm Heidi. If you'd like to talk to Tony about anything you have heard on today's program, you can ring him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. Tony and I would love to have your company next week at the same time. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.